If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Just getting started. We've got a lot of good stuff for you today, but we wanted to really make the Pistons the focus. And I was just disappointed because if you're going to operate the double-digit disco, then you got to go on your own show and say they're winning tonight. And instead, Jim had a little, you know, ground round placemat and some crayons. Shout out for my fellow 80s kids. And I go, what are you doing, man? They're winning tonight. Like, the Pistons are winning. I don't think that's provocative. I don't think that it's hyperbole. I'm not doing it for effect. I've given you the reason why. I think the Knicks, with Brunson and Hart, they look absolutely, from a physical standpoint, compromised. And I thought last game was different. I thought it finally took effect. And I if they come out and look amazing and combine for 50, then I look stupid. But I'm just telling you what I have to go by. Not sure if you're aware of this. I haven't been able to physically examine them. I don't work for the Knicks. So that's just where I'm at. And I don't see a reason to not be confident tonight. But what is your emotion going into it? If it's not confidence, is it house money? Is it nerves? Do you feel like, hey, if we win tonight, we're winning the series, therefore I'm nervous because there's a cost?
Maybe it's still anger. I don't know. Maybe it's anger, the fact that this should be your closeout game tonight.
Oh, wah. So Detroit of you. Wah.
Amen.
Detroit versus everybody. Right. It should say Detroit versus insecurity. Amen. David, go ahead. No, it's the part of this town I've never understood. You can stand on your
said,
own.
I don't know. But there are some who may feel this should be your closeout game tonight. Winning it at home the way Golden State's going to win at home.
Well, it's not. David, go ahead.
I'm leaning Mike's way. From the start of the series, I felt that a longer series, considering New York only plays six guys, is just going to build more wear and tear. That is from Russ.
Look, they played more bench minutes last game. The problem is it was almost too much. You know, when you're getting 22 minutes from the backup point guard.
Cameron Payne?
No, the other goofball. The kid who takes all the awful shots. Oh, my God. He's always got a blank look on his face. Look, it doesn't matter. Just move it along. My head's in a million places. David, go ahead.
The Knicks are only running a 7-8-man rotation in most of these games. I think they're tired. It looks, you can see it. I think you're asking them to cover more space than Tibbs' bald head. That is from Tom. Oh, my. McBride is his name. McBride.
Yeah, thank you. Bum McBride.
Miles McBride. Mike is right. I think this series had seven games written all over it from the start. Two teams that seem to have each other's number. That is from John in Lake Orion.
The only thing that changed was the Knicks playing their worst game of the series in game five. And two of their five guys looked like they got legitimately hurt. No, it wasn't destined for seven. When you go down 3-1, the series is over. But you won it.
And the fact that they were not in the game in money time.
What was Thibodeau doing?
I get it. Okay, you're waiting for a dead ball, but the second it hit 1 minute left to go in the game.
He was protecting a timeout so he could inbound it in the front court. For when? When the game was over?
Bro, I told you, I haven't seen this since Thanksgiving Day when we watched 37 seconds tick off the clock. Like, are you really going to do this? You know you're going to get fired for this.
You understand we only say that word one way on this show.
What's that?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Xavier Legette.
Or Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thank you, caller Ed. All right, let's go to the people next. We go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. How you guys doing today, man?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
I just have to say, Mike, I agree with you 100%. Pistons win tonight. They will win tonight. I think they might even win it handily because they're pissed. And I think that it will go game seven, and our record in New York speaks for itself. I think we have a better than 50% chance of winning the series. I also have one more thing to just ask you.
Yeah.
And it's not basketball related, so if you don't mind.
No, what's up?
Your New York Giants.
Okay.
That defensive line now scares the living hell out of me. What do you think about them?
I think the Giants are going to be last year's Steelers. I think they'll have a top 10 defense and a bottom 5 offense. And
do you think because of Abdul Carter they're going to move Burns to linebacker?
No. I think, I think what it is now, it's depth. You're going to have what the Giants did to the Patriots, right? Rico always references it. They had back then what they called their NASCAR package. It was 4 defensive ends on the field on third downs. 4. They'll do the same thing. It just gives you one-on-ones and boutique matchups you're able to kind of manipulate. And look, they'll have a really good defense. They're going to have a really bad offense and probably end up right in the middle. It's just what it is.
So you're making the playoffs?
No.
You say like the Steelers.
I think they'll win 7 games. How about that? Okay. What do you want? Gabagool. Yeah, yeah. Can I get a little Jameis? How is Jameis Winston, I combined J-Mo and Jameis. How is that not in the system yet, where he's doing his Sopranos Italian cold cut imitation?
Gabagool.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I felt it was a little bit disrespectful, so I'm not going to put that
really?
In the system.
Really? Okay, then.
Sign the same.
Yeah, sign Kenny's pizza box.
I have me saying in Trump voice, big penis or whatever I said. I don't want to hear about that.
Right.
Exactly.
We even play the pizza song. I don't even know what that's called.
It's not called pizza song.
No, it's called a tontarella. You know what? Forget it. We just go to Bob. To Bob in Ann Arbor. I'm done. Bob, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
So I don't know. I want to agree with you, but I just want to make a couple points.
Sure.
Number one is that I know from the our fans, like the Detroit fans' perspective, and the people who watch the Pistons all along know what this team is about. But if you're the Knicks, I think there's so much pressure on them beyond what any of us can even imagine. Because think about this: the fact from their perspective, the fact that we're in this series is an indictment on their players. It's an indictment on Tom Thibodeau. It's an indictment on the decisions they made. They gave up 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges, and they're struggling with us. Like I think they have the 4th highest payroll in the NBA, and we're dead last. The fact that they're struggling with us is a complete indictment on their entire organization, and it's giving the fans a reason to really be annoyed too.
Let me offer you something. Let me offer you, what if the fact that the Pistons are so young, and even a guy like Tobias, who's been a failure in the playoffs throughout his career, what if the Pistons are just too dumb to feel pressure? Like, they don't even realize that there's pressure on them because they're so new at this. What if that's like your secret weapon?
I think that's part of like what I want to say. Yes, I agree, because I think Aaron Rodgers did an interview saying that when he played in his first Super Bowl, he's just like, it's another game, because he was so dumb to realize how big of a deal it was.
Yeah,
I think the Pistons do fit that mold. And the other thing I want to say is regarding today's game, I don't know. Jalen Brunson always looks like he's dead and then comes back and is fine. So I'm not gonna I'm not gonna hang my hat on Jalen Brunson being hurt. I think the X factor for every game this series is how Cat plays. If he plays like with his back to the basket and trying to do like, you know, post moves and things like that, I think they're toast. But if he starts hitting like pulling up jumpers from 3 points, we are effed. Like,
The problem is you can't leave him out there to just shoot that 30-foot three, because he can easily hit it. But if you guard him too closely, he'll just run right past you and drive to the basket. So he is the problem.
Yeah, exactly. If he gets going, there's no one on our team who can guard him. But for some reason, I think he can be one of the best offensive players. He already is, but he can be even better if he's more aggressive. I don't know why he's timid.
Well, I think part of the Knicks' problem, though, and again, this is the push and pull, is you have a phenomenal isolation player, late shot clock guy, clutch guy in Brunson, but the more you put the ball in his hands, the more everything stops. And then it's termed Brunson ball. And I don't think their best offense is that, but they're falling into it. Look, Bob, the only thing I would tell you is I'd probably go a step further. Let's assume Brunson and Cat are going to play better because they couldn't play worse, right? It comes down to Bridges, like you said, or Ananobi, because I think Hart is absolutely hurt. And I think one of OG Ananobi or Mikal Bridges has to step up and give them what Ausar Thompson gave you. That's it to me.
I mean,
you're not getting it from Bum McDougal or whatever his name is. That guy sucks.
No, and I'm going to state the obvious.
Was it Miles McBride?
Miles McBride,
I like Booby McBooberson. He sucks.
And you know, I'm going to state the obvious too. You can't go in there with 15 or more turnovers. Cade has to protect the ball tonight. Yes. I mean, you cannot give the Knicks extra possessions, because that's how you're getting beaten these close games.
Just think how nasty the Pistons are going to look next year with Zion. I just did that to see if the audience is paying attention. That's all.
You don't need Zion.
Yes, you do.
They're going to get Trae Young.
Excuse me? Basically, Tom Thibodeau, if he was an NBA player?
Okay. It's not about the hair.
You cannot have a balding superstar. It's the truth.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, like I said, he's not in the playoffs.
He's got a title.
Not when he was bald.
He had hair then. He had hair.
I think
Hey, LeBron's fighting it. Could have gone to Turkey and gotten the plugs.
Now
he didn't.
He's fishing.
Out of the playoffs.
I'm trying to think. Isn't Draymond, Draymond fighting it?
No, he's just turning.
What have they won recently?
He's just turning into a picture you'd see at a museum with a full gray beard of like a guy in 1960. He looks so old.
He's his own statue outside of the arena already.
Like, there's like a black and white photo of a politician or something, and you're like, oh my God, is that Draymond Green? Dude, he looks like he's 60. But did you notice he put the hair dye in for the little commercial where the kid throws the ball down the canyon? First thing I'd tell the kid, you need to be a better shooter. I'm not driving down there again. Basketball's over.
He was at the Walk to Selma in the picture next to Martin.
Wow.
James, man. I'm sorry.
He was at the Walk to Selma.
David!
Was he pointing up on the balcony, David?
David took a whole different direction with that one.
Where'd that shot come from? There's Draymond over there.
You said black and white politician. I thought immediately. I'm sorry.
David, you took that to a very dark place.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.